Last time we talked about understanding the economy from the perspective of the entrepreneur, from the perspective of someone who's going to start a business. And if you're going to start a business, you need to understand your costs and your cost structure. And economists talk about costs by dividing the sources of cost into what are called factors of production. And there are three main factors of production. They are land, labor, and capital. Okay, land is pretty obvious what that is. I think we know what that is. Labor, I think we know what that is. Capital might be the one question. And capital for economists means machinery and equipment. So we talked about the movie theater as a business last time. And for the movie theater, the capital, the machinery and equipment includes projectors, movie projectors, ticket machines, popcorn machines, soda machines, seats, all of the equipment that you need to run a movie theater, that's their capital. And one way to understand capital is to distinguish capital goods from consumer goods or consumer goods and services. Consumer goods are goods that provide an immediate direct enjoyment. Thinking of something you can eat right now, that's a consumer good. Capital goods are used to produce other goods and services. Another difference is that consumer goods are short-lived. They disappear quickly. Capital goods can be used for years. Finally, another difference is that consumer goods are bought primarily by consumers, and capital goods are bought primarily by businesses. One sort of gray area is buildings. Should the movie theater itself, the building that houses the movie theater, should that be considered land or should it be considered capital? And the way economists look at it is they say that capital is produced and land is not. So since the building has to be produced, the building belongs in capital, not in land. Now that's a bit strange because when I started my business, let me talk about the capital that I was using for my business. Remember, I was setting up a website, and so I didn't need a whole lot of capital. My desk consisted of two filing cabinets with a door laid across it. I had a computer, I had a phone, I had a fax machine. That was the kind of capital that I had. And I rented an office in a shopping center close to me. Now my rent check didn't have two separate things for land and for the building. It was just $650 a month for the space that included the land and the building. So to me, it sort of felt like the land and the building were the same thing. But in economic terms, that building ought to be considered separate. The building that I was in, the space that I was in would be considered separate from the land that it was sitting on. And the building would be capital and the land would not. Okay, another interesting gray area is what happens when the consumer buys something that lasts a long time and that does not provide immediate direct enjoyment. That is, it sort of on the first two lines of the table, it looks like a capital good. Example, like a refrigerator or a television. And we say about that is that the consumer is buying a consumer durable. You can't eat a refrigerator, but the refrigerator provides services over time. A television provides services over time. A car provides transportation services over time. And so those are called consumer durables rather than capital. And now an interesting gray area, what about a computer? If you buy a computer, take it home, and set it up in the recreation room to play video games, that's a consumer durable. If you buy a computer, take it home, set it up in the office to run your business, that's a capital good. So the same actual piece of machinery, the computer, would be either a consumer durable or a capital good, depending on how you use it. Kind of an interesting sort of situation. Okay, I'll pause here and then start with the next lecture. What I mean is the next part of the lecture, the next file to download.